There is the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and when you hear that bell, you know it's time to get your Bibles and pull up a chair, turn up your radio, and be ready to be a student in this class. And we'll be studying today about Mary Magdalene. We've been studying about the great men and women of the Bible, and we're into the New Testament men and women, and so now the study begins with Mary Magdalene. There has been so much foolishness about Mary Magdalene in modern days, and people sometimes like to imagine that there was some kind of a romance between her and Jesus, but the Bible does not speak of that. And when you compare what the Bible says to the imaginations of men, you will always find the Bible more glorious, more wondrous, and more important. And hey, we don't need to depend on our imaginations to fill in gaps that the Bible leaves out. And so we're going to see what the Bible says about Mary Magdalene and not what men have imagined in their foolish dreams. And so in a few moments we'll be looking at Luke chapter 8, 1 through 3, and you'll want to turn to there. As we're looking at Mary Magdalene, we're going to be introduced to her in Luke chapter 8. But we're also going to study passages about Mary Magdalene at the cross, Mary Magdalene at the tomb, Mary Magdalene in the garden when Jesus appears to her after his resurrection, and then Mary Magdalene going to tell the apostles the news of his resurrection. And so if you'll turn to Luke chapter 8, we'll begin reading those scriptures in just a moment. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's look at the text we'll be looking at over the next few days as we discuss Mary Magdalene, beginning in Luke chapter 8. And verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went about through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been called out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered unto them of their substance. And now we look at John 19:25. These things therefore the soldiers did, but there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. John 20 and verse 11. But Mary was standing without at the tomb, weeping. So, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she beheld 2 angels in white standing, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had said thus, she turned herself back, and behold, Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and said unto him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended into my Father, But go unto my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend into my Father, and your Father, and my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he said these things unto her. That reading was from the American Standard Version that was copyright in 1901. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is, Our soul hath waited upon Jehovah. He is our help and our shield. And the devotional reading is the 40th Psalm, which I will read at this time. The inscription of the 40th Psalm is, For the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he hath set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice, an offering thou hast no delight in. Mine eyes, mine ears thou hast opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings thou hast not required. Then said I, Lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Lo, I will not refrain my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great assembly. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They're more than the hairs of my head, and my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Jehovah, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Jehovah. Let them be put to shame and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. Let them be desolate by reason of their shame that say unto me, Ah, ah! Let those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Jehovah be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh thou upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Now with that reading, I want to turn to Elam's notes. These are notes that he wrote for Sunday schools. And these particular notes on Mary Magdalene were written for the Sunday of August the 5th, 1923. And I'll reread the text from the book of Luke about which these notes immediately are about. It says in Luke 8 and verse 1, It came to pass soon afterward that he went about through the cities and villages preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna the wife of Cusas, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered unto him of their substance. Now here are Elam's notes. Soon after the incidents of the previous chapter, Jesus and the 12 made a tour through the villages of Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. on Jesus' preaching, we see that Jesus and his apostles were with certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, who ministered unto them of their substance. Jesus had done so much for them that in gratitude they followed him to minister unto him and his apostles. They were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and many others. They possessed some means, or they could not have supplied the necessities of Jesus and his apostles. Their home affairs did not interfere with their going and making public speeches, but they did not make such speeches, but in quiet accompanied Jesus and his apostles, serving them while they made the speeches. Joanna, being the wife of the steward of Herod Antipas, shows that these women were of good standing and not outcast. Such women today can thus serve Jesus and do good, to minister unto the humblest, poorest, weakest, and most ignorant of Christ's disciples, and to have fellowship in furtherance of the gospel, is to minister unto Christ. Let us not forget this, but let us do it. Referring to these good women later, Mark 15:41 says, they ministered unto him when he was in Galilee, and they with many others had come with him to Jerusalem. Matthew 27:55 says, they had followed Jesus from Galilee. Well, I'm sure you heard that interruption with my telephone. I'm trying to monitor some people that may have need of me, so I've left that phone on and actually stopped recording when it happened and listened in on that conversation so I could be ready as I was needed. But now I'm going to continue with this study. And so we're reading about Mary Magdalene, and it says here that the service of Mary's anointing of Jesus in Mark 14 will never be forgotten. I would like to read that because John, in his account, says that this was Mary who thus anointed him. And many have thought, well, this must have been Mary Magdalene. It was in the house there at Bethany, and it could have been that Mary. And so we read here in Mark chapter 14 and verse 3, while he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster curse of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she brake the curse and poured it over his head. But there were some that had indignation among themselves, saying, to what purpose hath this waste of ointment been made? For this ointment might have been sold for above 300 shillings and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor always with you, and whensoever ye will, ye can do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She hath anointed my body beforehand for the burying. And verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, that also which this woman hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Little did these grateful women think that their loving sacrifice would be incorporated into the gospel of the Son of God. But every service now rendered to Christ poor will meet all who render it at the judgment as an eternal blessing. Inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, even these least, ye did it unto me, Jesus says. Susanna is nowhere else mentioned. Joanna is again mentioned with the women who saw Jesus after his resurrection in Luke chapter 12 and verse 10. But here in Luke chapter 8 is the first mention of Mary Magdalene. Magdalene is a woman of Magdala, and properly sometimes called Magadan, a town on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. This indicates the place that was Mary's home. The name seems to have been attached to Mary to distinguish her from the other Marys of the New Testament. Besides this Mary, there was Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the sister of Martha, and the wife of Cleopas.